I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Scripture comes from James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Well, let's talk about this. Something that many of us do every day, but perhaps without fully realizing its true impact, prayer. We often speak of prayer as a spiritual discipline or a daily habit, but it is so much more. It is a divine connection, a lifeline, a weapon, a conversation with the Creator of heaven and earth. Let me say this clearly. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Let's get into this. Point number one, prayer is a direct line to God. Imagine if you had the personal number of the president or a world leader. Most of us would never dream of such access. But you and I, ordinary people, have the privilege of speaking directly with God who created the universe. Not only does he hear us, but he listens, he cares, he responds. Psalm 34:17 say, "The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." Prayer is not just a routine. It is a relationship. It is a communion with God. Puts us to point two. Prayer changes things. In the Bible, prayer caused rain to stop for 3.5 years. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He prayed fervently that it may not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth, James 5:17. Prayer brought down fire from heaven. Look it up, 1 Kings 18. Prayer healed the sick, raised the dead, opened prison doors, caused earthquakes that shook foundations. But not only does prayer change situations, it changes us. It softens hard hearts, renews weary spirits, and gives us divine perspective. Sometimes God changes the situation. Other times, he changes the person praying. Let's go to point three. The enemy fears a praying believer. Satan doesn't fear a busy church. He fears a praying church. He doesn't tremble at long meetings or religious traditions. He trembles when believers fall to their knees. Prayer is a spiritual warfare. It dismantles strongholds and invites God's power into places of darkness. Ephesians 6 tells us that our battle is not against flesh and blood, and prayer is our weapon of victory. Leads us to point four. Pray boldly, pray continually, pray believing. Jesus said in Matthew 21:22, "If you believe, you will receive what you ask for in prayer." Don't pray small, doubtful prayers. Pray bold, faith-filled prayers that align, and this is important, with God's will. Pray like you know who you're talking to. Pray like heaven is listening, because it is. And don't stop. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep seeking. The answer may not come when you want it, but it will come in God's perfect time. Let's wrap this up. Church, never underestimate the power of prayer. It's not a last resort. It is our first line of defense. We need to change our thinking on that. First line of defense. It is not weak or passive. It's powerful and effective. Whether you're in a storm or on a mountaintop, whether you feel strong or broken, pray. Speak to your Father. Trust his heart and watch what he will do. I can't think of anything better than to close with prayer. Father, thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you that we can come boldly before your throne. Stir in us a passion to seek you daily, not just with words, but with hearts full of faith. Teach us to pray persistently, powerfully, and believing that you hear and you move. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.